ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವಿಭೂತಿ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 6. ಮಹರ್ಷಯ ಸಪ್ತ ಪೂರ್ವೇ ಚತ್ವಾರೋ ಮನವಸ್ತಥಾ ಮದ್ಭಾವೋ ಮಾನಸಾ ಜಾತ ಯೇಷಾಂ ಲೋಕ ಇಮಾ ಪ್ರಜಾಃ. ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ನೌ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ that the external world is also born out of me alone. Because we should not forget the topic is Virat and Ishwaraha. And Ishwara is the Karanam. And therefore Ishwara alone is manifesting as good and bad thoughts. They were all internal, inner equipments in the mind and the thoughts. Now the external world also is born out of me alone. That's what the Lord says. And the external world consists of what are the things? Varieties of people. And so first he talks about Sapta Maharshayaha, the great Maharishis, here 7 of them, who are supposed to be born out of Brahmaji's mind. Brahmanaha Manasa Putraha. These are all, they are all born out of Brahmaji's mind. Out of the navel of the Lord, the lotus came. And Brahmaji was created first. And that is why Brahmaji is called Prathamajaha. Brahma Devanam Prathamam Sambhabhuva. The one who is born first. And then Brahma was ordered by the Lord to create the universe. And then Brahma created so many Prajapatis, so many Rishis and so on. And the 7 Rishis are born out of the mind of Brahmaji. And therefore they are called Manasa Putraha. Because they are born out of Brahmaji's mind. And there is a shloka which talks about the Saptarishis. Bhrigum, Marichim, Atrimcha, Pulastyam, Pulaham, Kratum, Vaisishtam cha. So these are all the 7 Manasaputras. Bhrigu, Marichi, Atri, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu and Vasishta. These are all the Brahmano Sutan. The children of Brahmaji, the first children of Brahmaji, Manasaputras, the Saptarishayaha. Sometimes different Puranas, they call them by different names also. Even in the Sandhyavandana Karma, we say regularly, Atri, Bhrigu, Kutsa, Vasishta, Gautama, Kashyapa, Angirasa, Rishayaha. So these are also 7 Saptarishis. So different names are said also. So these Saptarishayaha, then Manavaha. Manavaha means the Manus. 14 Manus are supposed to be there. And a Manu is supposed to be the ruler of a Manvantara, which consists of so many Chaturyugas. So there are 14 Manvantaras. And we are in the Saptame Vaivashvata Manvantare. Swayambhuva, Swarochisha, Uttama, Tamasa, Raivata, Chakshusakyeshu, Shatsu, Manushu, Vyatiteshu. This is what the mantra we say during our Upakarma. Upakarma, that's Avaniyavittam. That's the type, this is the mantra we say. So 6 Manus are gone now, and the 7th Manu, the Vaivaswata Manu, is ruling. Vaivaswata Manu. So these Manus were created by the Lord. Actually, sometime earlier, in the 8th chapter, we discussed already about these Manus and the Manvantaras and Brahmaji's age, just only to refresh those people who might not have perhaps followed then. The Kali Yuga is supposed to be 432,000 years, and Dwapara Yuga is supposed to be twice that length, that is 864,000 years, and Treta Yuga is thrice that of Kali Yuga, and Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga is 4 times that of Kali Yuga. And all the 4 Yugas together is called one Chatur Yuga, and that is supposed to be 4,320,000 years. And that is one Chatur Yuga. And 1,000 such Chatur Yugas that constitute a day, 12-hour day of Brahmaji. And another 1,000 Chatur Yugas constitute the 12-hour night of Brahmaji. That means Brahmaji's one day and night is 2,000 Chatur Yugas. 2,000 multiplied by 4,320,000 years. Now this 1,000 Chatur Yugas, the day of Brahmaji, is divided into 14 Manvantaras. So 1,000 divided by 14, 72, something nearly that, is supposed to be 72 Chaturyugas is supposed to be the span of one Manu. It is called one Manvantara. Like that, we have got 14 Manvantaras. And here, these Manus were created by the Lord. Then Purve Chatvaraha. So, Saptarishayaha, then Manavaha, then Purve Chatvaraha. This Purve Chatvaraha can be interpreted in two different ways. One, some people take Purve along with Sapta Maharshayaha. So, the early seven sages. And Chatvaraha will go with the Manu. So, Purve Chatvaraha, Purve will go with Saptarishayaha, Purve Saptarishayaha. And the Chatvaraha will go to the Manus. Of the 14 Manus, the four main Manus are referred here according to Adi Shankaracharya's commentary. They call the four Manus as Savarnaha, that is the name. So, four main Manus are Chatvaraha, Manavaha and Purve Saptarishayaha. This is one reading. And there is another reading where the Purve Chatvaraha is taken together and we have to add Rishayaha. So, Purve Chatvaraha Rishayaha. So, Saptarishayaha were there. But even before the Saptarishis, there were four Rishis, it seems, known as the Sanakadis. Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanatkumara. So, these are four Rishis. And so, Sanakadi Rishayaha and Manavaha should be understood as the 14 Manus. So, this is another reading. So, we have to divide this into three, actually. Purve Chatvaraha, Rishayaha, Sanakadayaha. These first four Sanakadi Rishis. And then the Saptarishayaha, Satta Maharshayaha, the seven sages. And then Manavaha, the 14 Manus. So, this is how this can be interpreted. This is the second interpretation. So, in the first interpretation, Sanakadis were not mentioned. And the second interpretation, it seems to be better because when you say four Manus, then the question would come, what about the other 10 Manus? So, whatever it is, the essence is what? All of them are created by the Lord. Then, Madbhavaha. What type of people are they? They are all Madbhavaha, my devotees. Bhavaha means Bhavanaha. So, Madbhavanaha means they are all the people whose minds are fixed on me, who constantly think of me alone. So, Mayi Bhavana Yeshante, those whose thoughts are ever centered on me, they are all great bhaktas. And how did I create all of them? Manasaha Jataha. They are all born as Manasaputraha, born through my mere sankalpa. They didn't have any physical birth. They were just born out of my mere sankalpa. So it is said the only from Manu onwards, the creation in the form of male-female union came. Up to Manu, it was all sankalpa matrena janma. All the births are just because of the sankalpa of the Lord. And thereafter, Lord wanted to regulate it properly and therefore he created a male and a female. And then on the Utpatti is through their samyogaha, their union. Manu and Satarupa. Manu's wife is called Satarupa. And then Srishti got streamlined from then onwards. And Yesham Imaha Prajaha. For those Manus alone, these human beings are born. Yesham, Imaha, Prajaha, they are all born to those Manus. That is why human beings are called Manavaha. Manavaha means Manoho Apatyam, the children of Manu. They are called Manavaha. So, in English also it is man and woman, woman. Therefore, Imaha, Prajaha, Loke, born in the world, Loke. And so, the idea is what? We are all born out of Manu. Manu is born out of Brahmaji. And Brahmaji is born out of Ishvara. Therefore, ultimately, the Moola Karanam is Brahman or Ishvara alone. Or Maya Sahidam Brahman, that is the Moola Karanam. And that alone is manifesting in the form of everything in creation. This is the Sopadika or Saguna appreciation of the Lord. We have to be careful. This is the Saguna appreciation of the Lord. And so, Lord says here, whoever knows this glory of me attains the palam, which is mentioned in the next shloka, which we will read. Shloka number 7. ఏతాం విభూతిం యోగంచ మమ యో వేత్తి తత్వతః సోపి కంపేన యోగేన యుజ్యతే నాత్ర సంశయః. సో ది లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ విభూతి అండ్ యోగ. నౌ వి షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ విభూతి అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ యోగ, దీస్ టూ వర్డ్స్. విభూతి మీన్స్ ఆల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్. శంకరాచార్య హీ సేస్ విస్తారః, ది ఎక్స్పాండెడ్ ఫామ్ ఆర్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విభూతి. దర్ఫోర్ సన్, ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ సన్, సన్ ఇస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. ది ఎర్త్ ఇస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. ద హ్యూమన్ ఫామ్ ఇస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. So whatever we see in creation, they are all only the glory of the Lord alone. So the literal meaning of the word vibhuti is what? Is we can take it as glory. But here the root meaning is taken as vi bhavanam vibhutihi. The appearance, manifestation, that is taken as vibhuti. And what is yogam? If Lord has to manifest like that, then Lord should have the power for such a manifestation. Without that, he cannot manifest in that way. The power of manifestation is called yoga. In Sanskrit, we call it as shaktihi or samarthyam, as Shankaracharya gives, the power. And vibhuti means the power that is expressed, the power that is manifested is called vibhuti. And the shakti is always in potential form, which is invisible. Whereas manifestation is always in an expressed form, which is visible. Therefore, Shakti or Yoga is Paroksham and Vibhuti is Pratyaksham. Suppose we have got a knowledge in the mind, for example. And if I don't talk about that knowledge, even though that knowledge is there, you are not aware of it. You don't know what I know. So that is only Yoga. Suppose I express the knowledge, that expressed form of knowledge, that is called vibhutihi. So the lecture becomes a vibhuti. The knowledge and power becomes yogaha. So in science also we can say potential energy is yogaha and the kinetic energy is vibhuti. As far as, for example, somebody walks. As far as the walking is concerned, we all have the power of walking in what form? In potential form. So it's called yoga. At the end of the class, for example, the end of people who have come from far away, the yoga, the potential form of walking, that becomes a vibhuti. One gets up and walk out. But only we can walk. The Lord can do so many other things also. That is Lord's glory. So Lord has got yoga. And so we call it yoga maya. When it talks about the Lord, yoga maya. It is all in dormant form. Whereas, it's the Maya Shakti. So before creation, the whole things remain in the form of yoga, dormant in Maya as Yoga Maya. And when Srishti comes, when creation comes, the potential Shakti comes out in the form of Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Prithivi, all those things. And the Lord here says, those who know Yaha Veti Yetam Vibhuti Yogancha, Vibhutim Yogancha, my power of creation and my manifestation themselves, that is the entire creation, Tattvataha, as it is, in its full measure. What does that mean? We said we also got yoga and vibhuti, right? Our talking power is yoga, and our talking itself is vibhuti. Our writing power is yoga, our writing itself is vibhuti. Then what is the greatness of the Lord? We also have got yoga and vibhuti. What about why Lord should be so unique? Whereas we all have got limited yoga and vibhuti, whereas the Lord has got limitless yoga and vibhuti. If the Lord is sun, we are all like glowworms. That is why we say Lord is Sarva Shaktiman. What is limitless vibhuti? That alone will come as vibhuti yoga, which we are going to read in this chapter. So the intelligence in the intelligent people, the beauty in the beautiful, the tapas in the tapasvis, everything is the vibhuti of the Lord. That is what is going to be seen in this chapter. That is why he uses the word tattvataha as limitless. The truth about Lord's yoga, it is anantam. What will be the phalam then if somebody knows? The one who knows this and who practices all upasana, etc., which will come actually in the next two slokas, Satcha Bhakta, Satcha Virat Bhaktaha, Satcha Vishwarupa Bhaktaha, Yogena Yujyate, will be blessed with Yogaha. Yogaha here means Jnanam. So, Samyak Darshanam Yujyate. And what Jnanam? Nirguna Brahma Jnanam he will get. How Krishna does not say here how he will get it, but again we should remember, a Virat Bhakta will not naturally get Samyak Darshanam. He will not naturally get. Remember, Jnanam will never come of its own. So, a Virat Bhakta will naturally develop what? Mumukshutvam. He will become Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampannaha. And then he will be craving for a guru. And the bhakti will lead him to a proper guru. A Srotriyam Brahmanishtha Guru. He will get a Srotriya Brahmanishtha Guru. And then with his guidance, he will practice Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam of Vedanta Shastra. So, Chitta Shuddhi, Guru Prapti, Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Praptihi, Jnana Prapti Dwara Yujyate. He will get Moksha. So, those steps we should never forget. It is not just he will get Moksha just by having Virat Bhakti. He has to go through these entire steps. So, a Virat Bhakta cannot be liberated just like that. He should also go through these steps. So, Yogena means Samyak Darshanena Yujyate. And what type of yoga? Avikampena Yogena. Avikampaha means Dridaha, firm. Which we call in the second chapter as what? Stira Prajnaha. If you remember that, Stira Prajna is that Drida Bhakti. So, Jnana Nishtha. So, he will be blessed by the unshaken knowledge. That means, Samshaya Viparyaya Rahitam Jnanam. A knowledge free from Samshayas, doubts and Viparita Bhavana. All those things Viparyaya. So, he will be free from all that. And Lord gives a guarantee here. He says, Atra na samshayaha. There is no doubt in this regard at all. Na samshayaha. Every true bhakta will become a jnani. Every true bhakta adjective is very important. These lokas are important in the sense many people may have a lot of doubts. After jnanam is bhakti or after bhakti is jnanam. People always have all these kind of questions. This doubt should never be there at all. Always, jnanam is the ultimate. Jnanam is self-knowledge. That is the ultimate. Karma and bhakti are only the preceding stages. And bhakti alone leads to jnanam. So, after jnanam, there is no more step to be followed. Brahmavitim apnoti param. So, sarvam karmakilam partha jnane parisamapyate. That's what the Lord said. Now, before we go to the next shloka, we want to have a small digression and we have to clarify certain points, because this Vibhuti Yoga even though it looks very simple in terms of interpreting it, but there are a lot of ideas that should be understood. So, throughout the second section of Gita, the middle section, the Lord says, He alone is everything. Especially in the Vibhuti Yoga, he says everything is himself. All glories belong to the Lord. So you are not at all there almost. You are not at all there. To think I am there is egoism. Right? Whereas when we study the Upanishads, we say there? Aham vrikshas yareriva, kirti prishtam gireriva, urdva pavitro, vajiniva swamrtam asmi. We say all this. I am the Adhishtanam of the universe. All glories belong to me alone. Kirtihi gire prishtam iva. My glory is as big as the peak of the Himalayas. And everything is born out of me, sustained by me, goes back unto me. This is what the Upanishad teaches us. But Bhagavad Gita says, Lord alone is everything. I am nobody. So people may have a confusion. Should I say that everything is Lord, or should I say everything is myself? But this confusion should not come at all. It must be very, very clear. The word Lord and the word I must be taken in the proper sense. That is where this confusion would come. If it is taken in the proper sense, there will be no confusion. What is our basic teaching actually? Chaitanyam alone is Satyam, and all matter are only Nama, Rupa, Mithya, Jadam. That is what our Vedanta teaches us. So now based on this, we can see four alternatives. The first one is what? Suppose the word Lord means Chaitanya. So not Rama or Krishna or any of the Ganesha. It is Chaitanya. But Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Agandam, Arasam, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, formless Brahman. If it has to mean that, and the word I means Namarupa, then one who is born to my parents, who is so many years old, who weighs so much and all that, naturally, what will be our relationship? Lord will be Satyam and I will be Mithya. And the Mithya, me, I am dependent on the Satyam Lord. That is number one. Okay, second thing will be, suppose is Satyam and I also mean Satyam. Lord also is Satyam. Lord is Chaitanyam and I am also Chaitanyam. Because I know, what do I know? I am Stula Sukshma Karana Shariraat Yatiriktaha Avastatraya Sakshi Panchakosha Vilakshanaha Atma Chaitanya Swarupaha Asmi. All these things we have already seen in Tattvabodha. Then what is our relationship? Both are one. I cannot say I am dependent on you, O Lord, and Lord also cannot say I am on equal footing with the Lord. That is what that would mean. So whatever glory the Lord claims, I can also claim as my glory. We both are one. That is the second alternative. And the third one is what? Suppose the Lord is Namarupa. Rama, Krishna, Devi, Ganesha, etc. With all their great forms. And I am Chaitanya. So it is the other way. I am Chaitanya. Then what can we say? What is the relationship between me and the Lord then? Even Ishwara will be dependent on me. If I am the Shuddha Chaitanya. That is what Shankaracharya said in Manisha Panchakam. Sesham Maya Kalpitam. I, the Chaitanyam, am the Adhishtanam of Jiva Namarupa, Jagat Namarupa, and Ishwara Namarupa. So that will be the third alternative. That is, Lord is Namarupam, I am Chaitanyam. And the fourth possibility is what? Lord is also Namarupa, I am also Namarupa. Then we have to say both I and the Lord are superimposed on Brahman, the Adhishtana Chaitanyam, the absolute reality. So these are the only four alternatives. So what we really need to know is, what do we mean by the word Lord and I? That is most important. We have to know only one fact. The Chaitanyam is Adhishtanam and Namarupa is dependent. That is the only thing we need to know. If that is understood, then the Upanishadic context, the word I is Chaitanya. Without you, the Chaitanyam, there is no Jiva, there is no Ishwara also. Whereas in the second section, Lord is taken as Chaitanyam and all Jivas are taken as Namarupa in the middle section of the Gita. So if we have Namarupa Drishti, the vision of Namarupa, we will fall here. If we change that drishti, then we are also Ishwara. It is only changing our vision. So there should not be any confusion between the middle section of Gita and the Upanishads. Because normally people may have this doubt. So if you say Lord is everything and I am Namarupa dependent on Lord, that is great bhakti attitude in the beginning. But one day or the other, one should come to the knowledge that I am everything. Mayeva sakalam jatam. Unless that knowledge comes, liberation is never possible. Why should we insist on that? Why not continue as is? I don't want liberation. Remember, that will not be, because samsara is because of the notion that I am small, I am insecure, I am mortal, I am helpless. This notion will go only when the I am big knowledge comes. I am infinite, that knowledge has to come. I am mortal notion will go only when I am immortal knowledge comes. By knowing Lord is big, I am small, that notion will not go. So everyone one day or the other, one janma or the other perhaps, will have to say, I am free, I am immortal, I am peaceful, I am infinite. Only when that is said, Aham Brahma Asmi alone will liberate a person. So, Na Anya Pantaha Ayanaya Vidyate. So, as Swamiji says, here it is a lower grade of teaching, saying the Lord is everything. Only later we have to go to the higher grade of teaching, where I should say, I am everything. Lower grade of Sikhava, Lord is everything. I and Lord are different, Lord is everything, but I am everything should come. The Lord himself says then, I will give you that knowledge. Don't worry. The Lord assures us. First to know, Lord is everything, and continue the bhakti. And because of your bhakti, I will give you that knowledge by which you will also say, I am everything. How? That is going to be said in the next shlokas, 8, 9, 10 and 11. How the Virat Bhakti will get converted to Atma Jnana. Important shlokas. How the idea of Lord is everything will get converted to I am everything. Shloka 8. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. Mattas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So how the devotees worship the Lord in the beginning stage, that is said here. What should be one's attitude? That is given actually in the first line. That should be in inverted commas actually. This is the attitude of every devotee. What is that attitude? Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. Aham here refers to Ishvara. Ishvara means Maya Sahitam Brahma. It's not Brahman, Maya Sahitam Brahma. This Brahman is the cause of everything. And so prabhavaha. Prabhavaha means source. So prabhavati asmati iti prabhavaha. Utpatti karanam. It's the source origin. So I, the Lord, am the source of everything. Why? Because mattaha sarvam pravartate. Everything proceeds from me alone. Sarvam pravartate. First akasha, then vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi, and further modifications, they all came out of me. So I am the mula karanam, out of which everything proceeds. And here the Lord tells, I am srishti karanam. But we have to add two more also, the sthiti karanam and the laya karanam also. So janmadyasya yataha. That is what actually the yaso yatova ima nibhuta nijayante ye najata nijivanti yat prayantya visham vishanti tad brahma. So iti matva, knowing this, buddha mam prajabhajante. Buddhaha means here vivekinaha, the discriminative people, the people who have got this discriminative knowledge of what is eternal, what is ephemeral, those people. The buddhaha cannot be taken as wise people here, because not atmajnanis, it's only buddhaha. Because why it cannot be taken as Atmajnanis? They look upon the Lord as Jagat Karanam. But still they do not know that Jagat Karanam Brahma Ahamasmi. They don't know it yet. They still look upon the Lord as Jagat Karanam. But they do not know that Jagat Karanam is me alone. They know Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. The Jagat Karanam Nityam Shuddham Buddham Muktam. They know about the Lord. They have paroksha jnanam of Brahman, but not the aparoksha jnanam they don't have. They are still in what? Beda buddhi. I and the Lord are different. That Bedam have not come to the abeda buddhi at all. Brahman is still a third person, not the first person. They don't know that. Brahman is prathama purushaha, natu uttama purushaha. That's what they know. Okay. If they have not yet known Brahman as themselves, then how do we call them Buddhaha? Buddhaha means wise people. How do we call them Buddhaha? The name Buddhaha is given because in their life, they have chosen that Brahman as the ultimate goal. Because a lot of people have chosen so many other things as ultimate goal. Getting a wife, getting a spouse, getting a job, getting a house, getting a car. They all think they are ultimate goals. Whereas this person has chosen attainment of Brahman as the ultimate goal. They are not interested in any other devata or devata krita palam. They don't want any of those. So since they have got this viveka, nitya vastu ekam brahma, tat vyatiriktam sarvam anityam. We saw it in Tattva Bodha. They they have got this Viveka Shakti. Other than that Brahman, everything is anityam. And the only thing worth seeking is that Jagat Karanam Brahma. That's what they do. So, since they have got the Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekaha, we call them Buddhaha. That is the reason why they are called Buddhaha, the wise people. Their only wisdom is what? They have chosen Lord as the only goal. And when they do Namaskara, they won't say, my son, daughter, etc. should be all right. They won't ask for all that. They will only say, oh Lord, give me Jnana Vairagya. So they will say, they will not say, ask for the Lord, give me this and that. They will say, give me only Jnanam and Vairagyam. That is what is said here. Buddhaha Bhava Samanvitaha. That clarifies it actually. Literally, Bhava. Bhavaha means, Shankaracharya, he translates this as Abhiniveshaha. Abhiniveshaha, a strong craving. Yeah, intense craving, yearning. Intense yearning, that is called Bhavaha or Abhiniveshaha. So, the literal meaning is what? Devotion. With Bhava, with Bhakti, with feeling, with emotion, he sings with Bhava. He sings with devotion, sings with the feeling. And here the intense yearning for the Lord, which we call Bhakti here in this place. So, in Vedantic parlance, we call the same thing as what? Tivra Mumukshutva. So, in the Bhakti parlance, we call it devotion. In Vedantic parlance, we call it as Tivra Mumukshutvam. So, Bhavaha means Tivra Mumukshutvam, intense desire to know the Lord. And Samanvitaha. Samanvitaha means endowed with. So, endowed with the intense devotion, these discriminative people worship the Jagat Karanam Brahma so that they can become one with the Jagat Karanam Brahma one day. So, that is the reason for their devotion and their bhakti to be practiced in this manner. Shloka 9. Machitta madgata pranaha bodayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So, the bhakti is further explained here. Bhakti of a mumukshu or a jignasu is mentioned here. The first two stages are crossed. That is what? Artha Bhakti and Artharthi Bhakti. These are the two stages. Actually, we saw earlier. Chaturvidha Bhajante Imam Jana Shukriti Arjuna Artho Jignyasur Artharthi Jnanicha Varadarshava. So, the Artha Bhakti and Artharthi Bhakti, both the stages are crossed already. Now, Jnani Bhakta, he has not yet become. He is a Jignyasu Bhakti. Jignyasa Bhakti is in the Jignyasu Bhakti level only now. So, he wants to know the true nature of the Lord, worshipping in his Virat Rupa. And naturally, when the yearning is so intense, when the desire is so intense, the mind will constantly dwell upon that only all the time. It is almost an obsession. These bhaktas, in and through all their vivaharas, all their transactions, they have only one thing. What is that? Machittaha. Their mind dwells on me all times. That is the only thought. So even though they are involved in some other activity, the conscious mind may be there, but the subconscious inner mind will be constantly repeating this alone. So machittaha, with their mind constantly thinking of me, then madgata pranaha. The word prana, Shankaracharya gives two meanings. One is the sense organs. And the second meaning is pancha pranaha, the vital air system. Both will work. So, madgata pranaha, with their sense organs ever fixed on me, they want to hear, talk, you know, do everything about me only. They want to see me only. They do not like any other topic other than this topic. That's what they want to do. Or madgata pranaha, their very life is dedicated to me, arpitam. So, even if it involves, you know, loss of everything does not matter. Even if it is renunciation of everything, that is nothing. Because when they are ready to renounce the life itself, what to talk of renouncing anything else? And then parasparam bodhayantaha, mutually talking about the Lord. Among the bhaktas, they talk about only about the Lord. So their conversation does not deal with anything else at all. What the stock market did today? No. All the time talking about only of the Lord. These are all signs of our desire. how deep a mumukshu I am. How will I know? It is better to see our general conversation. And most of our thinking, type of our association, they will all reflect that, what we are internally. And so parasparam bodhayantaha means constantly and mutually talking about this topic alone. And katayantascha, if the other person does not know, they teach them also, speaking of me. They teach about me to him, not about nirguna. He has not got jnanam yet. He is still a bhakta only. So he is an ajnani bhakta. He doesn't know his natural swarupam yet, but he is still an ajnani bhakta, but a bhakta. Highly devoted, a person with a great attitude, noble, but ajnani bhakta. He is a noble person, but still ajnani. He will talk about the sagunam brahma only. He will say, bhajagovindam, bhajagovindam, all that thing he will still be saying. Don't waste your time in all other perishable things. Govindam bhaja, that is what he will say. Who is that Govinda? Still unknown to him. He will still say, Govindam bhaja, without knowing who is that Govinda. I know that Govinda as Krishna, as Rama. It represents the infinite. But I don't know what that infinite is. So, katayantascha, mom. About me they speak when? Nityam, constantly, all the time. And don't ask how is it possible. We have already said, whatever, whenever I have time, I consciously think of the Lord only. And if I consciously think for sufficiently long time, later it will go into the subconscious mind. Thereafterwards, worldly things will be there. But subconsciously, we will know that all these are only for Vyavahara's sake. Swamiji calls all of them as what? Like the Tambura Shruti. So, Mam Nityam Katayantaha, talking about me alone. Tushyanti, they enjoy. They enjoy that topic only. And Ramanti Cha, they revel in that topic alone. They don't feel they are missing anything else in life. They are contented with this enjoyment. They do not miss worldly enjoyment at all because they know that they are all worthless. Not only they are contented, Ramanti cha, they revel more than anything else. Then what will happen to them? Shloka 10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamapupayanti te. So the Jignasu Bhakti, that is what we are talking about, this Jignasu Bhakti, the Nishkama Bhakti, more and more, you know, it becomes more and more ripe. Remember, there are gradual growth only, nothing like, you know, suddenly something coming up. No, everybody has got Nishkama Bhakti towards something and Nishkama Bhakti towards some others. People all, we all have that. But what matters is what? Nishkama Bhakti towards the Lord. As Swamiji says, as a child, you will have Nishkama Bhakti towards marble. If you lose one, it is like losing the whole world. You know, we have bhakti towards marble, you know, small marble children play. So if you lose even one of them, it is like losing the whole world. I count, I lock it, I put all that, keep it safe, tend it, all that I do as a child. When the same child becomes 20, he has utter vairagyam towards marble. That is growth. But unfortunately, it has been replaced by something else. Even though he has got vairagyam towards marble now, but he doesn't have vairagyam towards something else. He has got so balastavatim krida saktaha. So we are growing. Now also we have vairagyam towards certain things. But some of the things are still strongly held by every one of us. So the ripeness of bhakti is the improvement of vairagyam. And the stage comes, everything else becomes incidental. That is called ripeness. So such a jignasu bhakta have no kama krodhadi problems. They are all samadhamadi sampannaha. They are all people with all the shama, dhamma, uparama, atithiksha, shraddha. All those things they have. Viveka vairagyadi sampannadi sampannaha. They are all such people. Tivra mukshoha. Such people. Then he must be provided with the knowledge. And so the Lord says, it is my responsibility to provide him with the knowledge. Aham Brahmasmi iti jnanam. And I will do that, also Krishna says. What type of people they are? Tesham satata yuktanam. Those Virat Bhaktas, ஆர் எவர் கமிட்டட் டு மை பர்சியூட். யுக்தாகா, யுக்தாகா மீன்ஸ் கமிட்டட், ஃபிக்ஸ்ட். ஸோ சதத யுக்தானா மீன்ஸ் எவர் கமிட்டட். As was said in the 9th chapter, Ananya Chintayan Toma, Yejana Paryupasate, Tesha Nityabhi Yukthana. So Shankaracharya, he connects that here, Satata Yukthana. He writes as Nitya Abhi Yukthana. So, and Bhajatam, those who are constantly worshipping me. And the worship also, you know, there are two types of worship. One is when they have free time. They may do the regular worship in the form of japa or puja or whatever it is. And two, when they have no time for worship, involved in all worldly activities, they convert their very activity into a worship. Sometimes they worship directly, or sometimes they convert their very activity into worship. So, yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi yat. That's what the Lord said. So, today I am not able to do puja. I am doing something else. Oh Lord, let this action itself be your puja. Remember, this should not be exploited. We should not exploit this particular thought. It should be done with awareness and with conviction. So, bhajatam. Bhajatam means, so, sevamananam. Sevamananam, so such a people. And how do they worship? Preeti purvakam. Out of love. Out of devotion. Shankaracharya, he writes, it is not for the sake of getting something else. It is not a business bhakti. It is not a transaction. It is not a contract. So, artiharanartham iti na. Dhanasampadartham iti na. It is not for either getting some wealth or something, or to remove some sorrow or anything. I worship the Lord because for me, He is the most dear. Unconditional worship or nishkama bhakti, that is indicated here. So, preetipurvakam, bhaktipurvakam, bhajatam. So, with this bhakti, they have become ripe bhaktas, ripe ones. So, when ripeness comes, the Lord says that I will see to it that he gets jnana. Once the Lord knows that ripeness in bhakti has come into an individual, the Lord assures that he will make sure that he gets jnana. And that jnana cannot dawn by itself. It has to come through a guru only. So, unfortunately, the bhakta will not know who is the guru and who is not a guru. Who is a guru? Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha only could be a competent guru. Shrotriya means this guru, who is a guru today, should be a student earlier. He should have learnt it from a guru. He cannot create something as somebody ism. No. It should be, even Krishna doesn't say there is a Krishna ism. Whatever he says, nothing is mine. These are all already in the scriptures. So, this particular guru, he should have been a student earlier and he should have got it from his guru. And his guru should have got it from his guru. And this guru also, whomsoever is teaching him, he should not say, I am Brahman and you are not. He should be a Brahmanishtaha. He should know Brahman. He should know everything is Chaitanya. Such a guru. How do I know another person is a Brahmanishtha or not? There is no physical description. No way of knowing the right guru. Because a jnani can be recognized by another jnani only. I being a blind man, an ajnani, how can a blind man know whether the other person is blind or not blind? So we find getting a guru is never in our hands. But there is one consolation. Once I have got manushyatvam and mumukshutvam, once I am born as a human being and then strive to know the Lord as a mumukshu, then Mahapurusha Samshrayaha, the Lord Himself will provide with. He will bring me in contact with such Mahapurushas. So our job is what? Whoever is there to help me in the spiritual field, I surrender unto them. I cannot probe into that person and find out whether he is a Shrotriya Brahmanishta or not. I cannot find out. Whomsoever comes as a guide, I surrender unto him. Even if he misleads me, does not matter. Because of my bhakti, I will be taken out from the wrong place and taken to the right place. I should be sincere. I should have shraddha. I should not look at that guru, how he is and how he is not. I should not be judgmental about my guru. But I myself cannot determine which is right and which is the wrong guidance. So the Lord says, Tham buddhi yogam aham dadami. I will bless them with that buddhi. Samyak darshanam. சரி, நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம் ஐ வில் கிவ் தம், புத்தி யோகம், யோகம் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் அசோசியேஷன் வித் ஆத்ம ஜானம். ஸோ அகம் ததாமி, த லார்ட் சேஸ் ஐ வில் கிவ். ஹவ்? த்ரூ எ குரு. நாலெட் கேனாட் பி சென்ட் பை ஃபெடரல் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ். ஸோ நாலெட் ஹேஸ் டு பி கிவன் ஒன்லி த்ரூ கம்யூனிகேஷன். அண்ட் ஸோ ஐ வில் கிவ் தம் நாலெட் த்ரூ எ குரு. நோ நாலெட் த்ரூ டச் ஆர் எனி சச் திங். You know, if so, Krishna would have done the same to Arjuna. He doesn't have to spend all these 18 chapters. He would have called Arjuna nearer and just touched him. He would have given knowledge. If Lord himself cannot give knowledge through touching, no one can. Certain power transfers may be there, like electricity, you know, transference. Some yoga shakti may be so. And that person might go through some mystic experiences. They are all possible, but remember, it's not Atma-jnana. It is just another experience. So, but knowledge cannot be transferred like that only through Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Through communication only, knowledge can be gained. So, thus again and again, punapunaha, prashna, prativachana, rupena, it has to be given. No other alternative. Ask questions, get answers, keep on thinking about it, inquiring. This is the only way to gain Atma-jnana. So, Lord also has only one way to bless knowledge, through a guru only. It cannot be just some miracle. So, if no guru is available, Lord has only one alternative. Lord himself has to take avatara in the form of a guru. Like Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. As a Jagadguru, the Lord himself has to take an avatara. Like any other guru teaching his Sishya. That is what the Lord says here. Tam buddhi yogam aham dadami. I may give it in the form of a local guru or sakshat Krishna avatara itself. I can take sakshat myself as the guru, narayanena swayam. If you remember the dhyana shloka, first dhyana shloka, narayanena swayam. That avatara Lord has taken. Kapila Vasudeva avatara he has taken. Then Rishabhadeva avatara, Krishna avatara, he has taken all these avataras and he has taught. And through this buddhi yogam, through this knowledge, what happens? Yena mam upayanti. Jnanena buddhi yogena. Yena means jnanena buddhi yogena. Samyak darshana lakshanena buddhi yogena. By which wisdom they will attain me. Mam upayanti. Mam. They will attain me. And here when Krishna says mam, we should understand what mam it is. Nirgunam Ishwaram. Paraprakritim mam upayanti. They attain the Nirguna Ishvara, the Paraprakriti. And here also Shankaracharya ki particularly mentions that Krishna says that by knowledge they reach me. From this it is very clear that no travel is involved. By knowledge they reach me. They are not traveling from here to Vaikuntha. Krishna does not say you have to know and then travel and reach me. He says by knowledge itself they will reach. And that is possible in only one case. And that is, Lord is already my very nature. Lord need not be reached at all. Then what is my problem now? Because of ignorance, I feel that the Lord is away from me. Ajnana Pratibandhaka is there. And so what is our aim? We need not reach the Lord because He is already my Swarupam. So my aim is what? To remove the ajnana pratibandha, the obstacle of ignorance, that has to be removed. Nothing else need to be done. Because some people have a misconception that we have to know the Lord and then do lot of japa, lot of tapas, vratas, all that. And at the end, some angels will come and take me to the Lord. These are all misconceptions of lot of people. They think all these things will happen. They say, knowing Lord is not reaching the Lord. It is like knowing London is not reaching London. I know London. Where is London? Doesn't mean I reached London. So all these ideas are dismissed by Krishna in one shloka. So, jnana matrena kaivalyam. Brahma vitin apnoti param. The one who knows Brahman, he attains the Supreme. So, yena mam upayanti. By which knowledge they warm me up. They become one with me. No more I am the destination. I am not the destination anymore. Okay. Now Krishna tries to clarify this idea further. And how does the Lord bless the devotee with knowledge? అండ్ దట్ హీ గివ్స్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక, శ్లోక 11. తేషామేవానుకంపార్థం అహమజ్ఞానజం తమః నాశయామ్యాత్మభావస్థః జ్ఞానదీపేన భాస్వత. హియర్ ద లార్డ్ సేస్ దట్ ఐ విల్ లైట్ అప్ ద ల్యాంప్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ రిమూవ్ ద డార్క్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. హియర్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు డార్క్నెస్ అండ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు లైట్. సో ఇన్ ది లైట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ది డార్క్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ విల్ గో అవే. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది శ్లోక. అండ్ వై డూ ఐ డూ దాట్? అనుకంపార్థం తేషాం, అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మై కంపాషన్ ఫార్ దెమ్, అనుకంపార్థం, బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ దట్ సంసార, దర్ సంసార, దర్ లాట్ దే నో. దే హ్యావ్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ దర్ హెల్ప్లెస్నెస్ అండ్ దే హ్యావ్ థ్రోన్ దర్ ఆర్మ్స్ అండ్ సెట్ ఓ లార్డ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు గెట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సంసార, గివ్ మీ నాలెడ్జ్. దే హ్యావ్ గాట్ ద తీవ్ర ఇచ్ఛ, తీవ్ర ముముక్షుత్వం. And so Lord has to show compassion because they are suffering and they depend only on Him. But remember that the other bhaktas are also equally samsaris, but for some reason or the other, they have started liking their samsara. They like their samsara much more. Actually, I had a friend who was himself a Vedanti professor. His daughter, she got a daughter. And she named that daughter as Samsara. I don't know why she chose such a name. She likes Samsara so much perhaps. And so they do not want to get out. So Lord need not show any sympathy to those people at all, because they don't want to get out. They are very happy because they are enjoying the very Samsara. It is like, you know, government giving house to slum people. You know, in India, there are a lot of, you might have known, there are a lot of slums which government wants to remove and then they want to build houses for them. But they build the houses and remove the slum, and then, you know, they make them go live there. What do? Then they rent it and go to another slum, because they like the slum environment so much. And so you need not show any sympathy to them at all, because majority of people are very happy with the things around. They have no complaint at all. They are fine. There are some people who come to the Lord, all right, but even after coming to the Lord, they only ask for improvement of samsara, don't want freedom from samsara. But the moment the Virat Bhakta feels that this is samsara and sincerely pray for getting out of it, then the Lord shows compassion towards them. Why we tell this much is, we may wonder why Lord has compassion only for these people, not for others, because they themselves feel fine with samsara, they are happy. So out of compassion for them, what do I do? Aham nashayami, I shall destroy what? Ajnanajam tamaha, the darkness that is born out of ajnanam, ignorance, because of which alone my true nature is enveloped, is not known to them. Aham brahmasmi is not known, and in that place aham dehosmi, aham pitasmi, aham putrosmi, all these misconceptions are there. Because my original nature is being covered, is being enveloped. So, ajnana timira anantaha, timira antaha. So, therefore, ajnanajam tamaha nashayami, I shall destroy. How? Atma bhavastaha, remaining in the very mind of those devotees. Here is atma bhavaha, means their own antakarnam. Here, atma is not Sachidananda atma, their antakarnam. I go in the form of what? అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ఇతి ప్రత్యయ రూపేణ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ అంతకార వృత్తి, ది ఆత్మకార వృత్తి, ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్ ద థాట్ అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్. బికాస్ దర్ ఇస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్, ద నాలెడ్జ్ షుడ్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్ అలోన్. ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఇస్ దర్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్, నాలెడ్జ్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ దెన్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ ఓన్లీ. సో ద చైతన్యం హ్యాస్ టు ఎంటర్ ఎవ్రీ అంతఃకరణం, ఇన్నర్ ఎక్విప్మెంట్, ద మైండ్ యాజ్ వృత్తి జ్ఞానం, యాజ్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ అబౌట్ ద సెల్ఫ్. టు పుట్ ఇట్ యాక్చువల్లీ టెక్నికలీ, స్వరూప జ్ఞానం షుడ్ అపియర్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ వృత్తి జ్ఞానం. సో ద లార్డ్ సేస్, రిమైనింగ్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ వెరీ డివోటీస్, ఐ డెస్ట్రాయ్ దర్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. విత్ వాట్? జ్ఞానదీపేన, with the light of knowledge I destroy their ignorance. Aham brahmasmi iti jnanam, with that knowledge. Remember, knowing the Lord is what? Is jagat karanam, will not remove my samsara. I can know the Lord as jagat karanam, fine, that knowledge is correct,
but it will not remove my samsara. Knowing Lord is Nitya Swarupaha, Shuddha Swarupaha, will not give me again benefit of removing samsara. Knowledge is Nitya Bhukta, Nitya Buddha Mukta Swarupaha, Ishwaraha, Aham Asmi. That knowledge alone will give me elevation, will give me moksha. Then that too, what type of light it is, Jnana Deepena, what type of Deepam it is? Vaswata, which is brilliant. And what is brilliance of knowledge here? Brilliance is free from samshaya and viparyaya, free from all doubts and all old vasanas. Worry vasana, depression vasana, anger vasana, all these things should not be there. Samshaya, viparyaya, rahitam, jnanam. That is called brilliant knowledge. So if the knowledge is not brilliant, then there will be areas of darkness. There could be patches of darkness here and there. Just as when you put a candlelight here, there could be some surrounding area will be lit, but there are a lot of other areas which will not, there will be no light. But here it is so bright. So, vidyate kridaya granthi, siddhyate siddhyante sarva samshayaha, samshayaha. So, all doubts are removed. Even a remote doubt regarding my brahmatvam is not there. Everything is removed. All those doubts are removed. Some people accept aham brahmasmi as long as there are no problems. If some sickness or some problem comes, they will wonder, is Vedanta correct? So there is no doubt at all. It is dridam jnanam, sthira prajna. So with that knowledge, I will destroy it. Okay, here Krishna is comparing the knowledge through a flame of light. And since the comparison is there, Shankaracharya writes a beautiful, some beautiful poems on this line. If knowledge is compared to the light of the lamp, the question will come, what is the wick when the light is there? What is the oil? What is the container? What is the room? And how is the room protected from breeze? Shankaracharya tries to answer all these questions. He makes a few references to that and he says, Bhakti Prasada Sneha Abhishekena. For this light, Sneha, Sneha means ghee or oil. And what oil? Bhakti Prasada, the clarity of mind. The clarity of mind or calmness of mind caused by bhakti. And Abhishiktam literally means soaked in. So, okay. And what is the wind to to support the flame? Not too much breeze. At the same time, if there is no breeze also, there will be no flame. You need oxygen. So, what is the wind? It is called, you know, Madhbhavana Abhinivesha Vata Airitena, which is kindled by or supported by this Madhbhavana Abhinivesha, this intense yearning caused by constant thinking of me. Madhbhavana, constant thinking of me. Remember actually the second chapter, Jayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangas Teshupa Jayate Sangas Sanjayate Kamaha. We have seen that earlier. When the mind dwells upon an object, we become constantly involved in that object, then it becomes a terrible attachment. That it is negative. Here is the same law applied in spirituality as positive. Initially, you think of the Lord casually. But as you think more and more of the Lord, Sangaha, for Atmajnanam, that comes. And thereafter, Kama comes for Atmajnanam only, not for anything else. So, the Mumukshutvam becomes stronger and stronger for that person. Earlier, Moksha was not a desire at all, or maybe was one of the desires. But the more you think of it, it becomes stronger and stronger. So, Manda Mumukshutvam, Madhyama Mumukshutvam, and then Tivra Mumukshutvam, which is called Abhinivesha. And how did it come? Madhbhavana, thinking again and again of me. That alone is the wind. That thought alone is the wind. And what is the wick? Shankaracharya says, Brahmacharyadi Sadhana Samskaravati Prajnana Vartina. Prajna means Viveka Shakti is the wick. Viveka Shakti, discriminative ability, that is the wick for the flame, for the light. But before using the wick, we have to dip it in oil, remove the dirt and all that. Here also, Prajnavarti has got lot of problems. It has to be refined. How? Brahmacharyadi Sadhana Samskaravat Prajnana. which is prepared by sadhanas like brahmacharyam. Then what is the container for the oil? Virakta antakarana adharena. The very mind free from all ragas is the container. That is the receptacle. Virakta antakarana adharena. So what is the room in which the light is kept? Too much breeze is not good. So protect the flame from outside influences. The Acharya says, Vishayam, Vyavrittam, Chittam, Raga, Dvesham, Akarushitam, Nivatam, Apavarkam, Apavarkasthenam. So the withdrawal from all the Vishayas, closing all sense organs, because otherwise they may wash away. The winds can be so strong. So through Dhamma, Samadhi, all those kinds of, you know, sense control, mind control, I keep the Antakarana free from all other winds. So Dhamma becomes the enclosure, sense control. Raga, Dvesha, Akalushita, Nivata, Apavarakasthena. So all those things. So Nitya, Pravritta, Ekagriya, Dhyana, Janita, Samyak, Darshana, Vaswata. Sir, I'm just reading what Shankaracharya has written. So, and having these conditions, it is not enough. We have to light up the lamp. And Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam is lighting of the lamp which is constantly practiced. So, Nitya Pravritta Ekagriya Dhyana Janita Samyak Darshana Bhaswata. So, by the practice of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, constantly the lamp is lit up with knowledge. So, Aham Nashayami, I shall destroy. This is the phalam of Virat Bhakti. And since Virat Bhakti can lead to Atma Jnanam, O Arjuna, you also take to Virat Bhakti. So here after that, the topic is going to be Virat Bhakti. This is not Atma Jnanam. One has to be very clear. This is Bhakti is going to be Virat Bhakti, not Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnanam is the phalam of Virat Bhakti. And this chapter will talk about only Virat Bhakti. Virat Bhakti. So Arjuna is now interested in Virat Bhakti because of Atma Jnana Phalam. And so he asks Krishna for more details of Vishwarupa, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitah Tasya Prakriti Dinasya Parasa Maheshwaraha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.